B-Pod Studios.
So right. Miles, your number one guy, I think if you have Clement, you bring Clement back, and you have Scott. But you still probably need another one, maybe draft it back. But I would bring Clement back.
Man, I think we close, man. I'm telling you, man. And you know, I heard Tunis say earlier that, and I'm going to say this, I'm going to let you go. He said, I forgot what he said, but whatever he said, what I wanted to tell him was, is that if we fix this wide receiver position, which was the biggest thing that we had last year, I mean, maybe if we had it fixed last year, what I'm saying is we probably could have been able to compete with San Francisco. I don't know. San Francisco don't score a ton of points, man. It was
I know. The defense is really good. The Eagles secondary was a little shaky. So, I think they beat Green Bay and lose to San Fran. It's probably how it would have happened. All right, let me ask you real quick.
Yeah.
All right, I need your guess. The Baltimore Ravens against the Eagles in at the Link.
I think
what's the line?
Maybe we'll be favored by 3.
So
that's
you have
pick them, I guess.
So what do you have?
I think we'd be favored by 3.
So you have Eagles minus 3.
Right.
All right, thanks, brother. Tunis, you're on the clock.
I think they are going to oversell the Baltimore Ravens. So I will go Baltimore traveling to Philly, Ravens 2.5-point favorites.
Wow! The Tunis! The Ravens are a 1.5-point favorite.
Oh, wow.
But you don't get the total point, but you get the point against the audience.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, I figured they would go Baltimore as the favorite.
So you're going after 2 milestones. You got the audience, and you got your quest for 10.
That's just mid-April. As the money comes in late leading into that week, it may go into the Eagles' favor. We'll see.
That's a tough game,
Baltimore.
Yeah. You got to have Lamar.
You got Nate Gary as the spy on Lamar.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That's dangerous, man. Lamar. He just what did he do? He just he literally did yesterday. He had his new his nickname tattooed on his chest.
Oh yeah, Truz.
Truz, that's it. Truz. Thank you. Yeah, he had Truz tattooed on his chest, and he had the Truz trademark.
So we're not even allowed to say it.
The Truz.
I gotta bleep that.
No, you can say it because it's his. You can just say it if they attribute to him, though. You just can't sell it. You can say it. You can't just sell it, though. Like, if you put out Truz t-shirts, he'll sue you.
What about Truz the process?
Yeah.
I saw that.
You can say it. You just can't put it on a mug. You put Truz the process, he's suing you. And Joe's suing you, too.
Yeah, I'm getting the double sue.
You're getting the double lawsuit. You got to go get Joe Marone.
Big fan.
610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. How you join us? It's 11 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. You're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We're a Beasley Media Group station. Let's go to Nikki in Collinsville. Nick, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic.
Antonio.
Nicky.
The left. Tune is up, Andrew. You all right? How you guys doing?
I'm good.
Hey, let me ask a quick question. Yeah. Who studied more space, you or Stephen Hawking, the late great? Now, you might catch up because he can't study anymore, so you might have been slightly behind. Right? So,
look,
we had this discussion kind of on Monday afternoon. Where we were calling you were kind of saying we weren't a contender. We need a lot more, starting with a starting outside wide receiver. And And my thing is, and I agree with you, we need one outside starting wide receiver to play 16 games. Then we need some, you know, just comparable reception from the other receiving core, the rest of the receiving core. The only thing we need is we have 9 draft picks. So with these 9, I need a starting stud outside, and I need one defensive starter that will play 14 games this year. Linebacker, DB, or safety. I don't care what it is, but we need one more starter on defense. And I think at that point, we can go toe-to-toe.
Yeah, one more playmaker, right, on defense.
Yeah.
So let's see about your playmakers. Like, we like the line, right? We love the tackles. The tackle
I'll
rotation.
Down real quick. I wrote it down. QB, D-line, and running back, A+.
Okay. Well, but running back's not an A+, right? You only got.
Well, listen, you have a stud starter, and you need a couple people around him just to substitute him.
Are we sold on Boston Scott?
Well, listen, he showed me enough.
Third guy, though, right? He's Boston Scott is Sproles.
No. But Boston Scott and Penn State guy.
No. Yeah, right. Miles. No. My point is Miles is your starter. Sanders is your starter.
Yeah.
But you need at least 3 guys that are going to be in the rotation.
Look, the third guy, you always pick up cheap, and he's usually already a 4 or 5 year starter. Right. You just pick some guy up.
I think Scott's more of the number 3, not a number 2, but whatever.
So you need. I think we won't even go. I'm giving that an A+. D line running back QB A+. I'm going O-line, secondary, and coaching, an A.
What?
O-line is an A. Half the secondary is locked down. Half the secondary is locked down.
Nikki, I think you're an easy grader.
Well, listen, you know, nobody's in class right now, so I'm sitting home drinking coffee. I'm giving out freebies, man. If I don't give it out now, when am I going to give it out?
So here's the thing. I don't think you could have A+ for Sanders. Way too soon to go A+.
No, running back core. The entire
he's
core.
Really your only Boston. Yeah, well, okay.
Sanders had a great rookie year. I mean,
he
if you really
good
look at
rookie
about,
year. I mean, is he? I mean, am I missing something here?
Would you rather have him or the kid that just left the Rams with no
need? Todd Gurley. Well, it's different. I mean, you're talking about a guy that's hurt.
That's what it just goes to show you that, like Buddy said, availability is the number one key. He's available and he makes a lot of plays. Same with Boston Scott. Those two players can carry nuts.
You're overvaluing A+. I'm not telling you that. Like, to me, I would give him a B. If you're asking me to grade the position, running back's a B. O line is a
B.
No plus. Coach B. Who else you got? You said secondary. That's a C+.
Dude, you have half the you have half the side locked down, and you have 7 different dudes that are going to have to find a starting role. LeBlanc, all those friends guys, LeBlanc and everybody else, and Mills and the guy with the green hair, all that. You got to find 4 solid players out of the 17. You know. Comedy hour.
Right,
guys.
But you got, okay, but see, to me, you start with Slay, that's a C+, right there.
What? You said, okay, I see. Or that's C+. You start
right, like
C+.
you have just that's Darius Slay alone gets you to a C+. And I'm not ready to move beyond that because I still got to see Jalen Mills at safety.
Right, we move Malcolm.
I don't want, the other guy to me is.
We don't love, we can't stand McLeod. I don't know what we're seeing McLeod, man, between injuries and, maybe it's true that Malcolm just kind of drifted a little bit more and to make plays.
We'll find out. I mean, yeah.
We'll find out.
Yeah. You know, the Maddoxes and the LeBlancs, I don't know. I mean, again, that's why I got them at, C+. Not
when you said Slay gives me a C+ already. You're telling me just showing up for class. Is a C+.
Right, but the other guys could bring your grade down.
Wait, look, if that defensive coach, I'll tell you this. Speaking of just grading, that defensive coach, I understand he won us the Super Bowl, but it's because Brady dropped a pass out in the right flat. But he gets this. This is all he gets right now. I'm tired of this guy. If they moved, if they moved away from him, look, they play amazing at home, but they couldn't stop Fitz freaking Goofy in Miami. Now New England couldn't do it in New England on the final day when they were trying to lock up a bye. So, you know, it says a little bit, but they can't play on the road, which tells me it's more of a coaching issue.
All right, let me give you this. The Bengals at the Eagles, what's the line?
Bengals at the Eagles is 8.5. Just 8.
What's your final answer?
I'm in there, huh? 8.5.
8.5, your final answer. Tunis, Bengals and Eagles, what's the line?
Oh, my God. I feel like that game should be an absolute blowout.
We'll get to see Joe Burrow if they don't trade it. It's a fun schedule next year.
It is. Oh, my God.
We got Ravens. Lamar.
Do I go lower than 8.5?
We got Burrow. Nikki said 8.5.
Ah, my gut is going under, so I'm going to go Eagles 6.5.
Wow. Eagles minus 10.
Oh, that was my second guess.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Judas.
They're going
the
high.
Audience, Nikki, beat you.
10.
So you are tied with the audience. Bengals minus 10. Look at that. Eagles are minus 10 over Cincinnati. Baltimore was minus 1.5. We're going through the home games first.
Okay.
Look at that. All right. That's interesting. What's the coming up? I want you to give me an update on the poll.
Interesting results for both of them.
Because I still got Chuck Heineman is still, I got his tweet reverberating in my brain.
Interesting results so far.
Too much football already.
Continue voting at 975 middays.
Oh, too much football? Come on. There's not enough. Shouldn't this sports shutdown tell you that we're insatiable? We need it. Would you like a greener weed-free lawn? You need that too. Safer for your family. Safer for your pets. It's why you got to choose Natural Lawn of America. Natural Lawn uses safer organic-based products that reduce the amount of chemicals used on your lawn. This creates a safer lawn for you, your family, and your pets to enjoy. And with Natural Lawn, you're not going to scarify beauty for safety. For over 30 years, Natural Lawn has provided homeowners with greener grass and fewer weeds using their exclusive organic-based lawn care programs. This is not a one-size-fits-all service. It's customized treatments for your lawn's specific need. Wet, dry, sunny, shady. Whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's programs will deliver that lush green lawn you've always wanted. Right now, they got a special deal for our listeners. Schedule Natural Lawn's full-service program. Receive free seeding every year. That's free seeding every year. Call Natural Lawn today. Let them know that Cuz hooked you up. Call 800-FREE-SEED, 800-FREE-SEED. Choose Natural Lawn of America, greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 11:20 on Cuz Radio with Tunis right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Our 11 o'clock hours brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. A couple things going on. We're talking about the draft 1 week from today and whether or not, and I believe this, that wide receiver and a particularly game-breaking wide receiver, like I believe Lamb or Ruggs, could potentially put the Eagles as a contender. Without that, they're not. Without having legitimate speed on the outside that you can count on, they're just not a contender. I don't see it. That's why I think this first-round pick is paramount that Howie trades up and gets one of those two. Sal Pal said that his the apple of his eye was CeeDee Lamb. I told you that yesterday. That's what he said. The apple of my eye is Ruggs. Now, I would love Lamb too, but I think you can get Ruggs later on, a little bit later on. We're going over the Eagles. It's funny how the books are starved. They put out the lines for next season, all 16 games. Tune is your one-on-one with the audience, 0-2 in your quest for 10 points.
Yes.
The interesting, Nikki's grades. Did you agree with those grades?
So what did he give running back? He gave A.
He gave an A plus
with
to the running
right
back.
Now, Sanders and Scott, right? He's going A plus.
Right.
I'm not going A plus. I think that's way too high. But I do like Miles Sanders. And I mean, he was second in all purpose yards amongst rookies last year. So I like that. And remember, he started off slow. He tried bouncing everything to the outside, he tried to use his college speed against NFL linebackers, NFL corners, NFL safeties, you name it. And my concern was that he would continue to do that. He quickly learned. He learned, all right, I can't bounce to the outside. I got to start cutting up field sometimes. And he started to do that, and he really blossomed once Jordan Howard got hurt, and it was the Miles Sanders show. So Miles Sanders, to me, alone gets you to that B-plus area. Does Boston Scott get you all the way to an A-plus? No, I don't think so. I think he's a nice third-down back that can do some things for you out of the backfield. But I would like to go B-plus, maybe even A-minus, depending on who that third back is that they acquire.
It's interesting. Right now, I think they're a B.
Okay.
And to me, a B's a good grade.
Yes, it is. I mean, you got going to be a second-year running back and Boston Scott, who is Boston
grade.
Scott, right?
Right. Well, that's the point is, I thought Miles Sanders was really good. But is he great? I mean, I mean, is he Dalvin Cook?
No, I don't think so. But for what he did as a rookie, and I am remembering what he did the first 4 weeks where he was not productive. But I am looking. I'm kind of looking into the future a little bit. All right, he made that adjustment as a rookie midway through the season, or even earlier than midway through the season. I mean, I wonder what he can do with a couple more years' experience under him.
Yeah, I think that's right, but if you're going to grade them, right, it is not what I did. I go, all right, well, who's an A back? He's not an A back.
Right, if you do your tiers, right, you got like
Elliott
Saquon.
Is an A back. Yeah. Saquon's an A back. Cook is a B-plus back. So I gave him a B.
Okay.
Boston Scott is a part of the B that, you know, and again, I think I'm grading on a positive curve by saying B. And I think Boston Scott, same way. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know what he's going to do. You know, I mean, I like the fact that I like the way he ran. I like the fact that he's small, can kind of hide and blend in. He's
right. Well, made Sproles so effective in his career.
Right. But again, you know, I can't go high. Good conscience, I can't go higher than that.
But, you know, B is fair, and I'm going B plus. I think I'm a little more bullish on Miles Sanders right now than you are. That's why I go kind of B plus area.
But I ask you, how? I mean, if Elliott's an A and Barkley's an A, Cook's a B plus. Is he a B plus?
Alone, no. But
you're
remember,
you're telling me that he's
no. But I
come. Dalvin Cook.
All right, no. I'll go B on Sanders.
But the Vikings also have. See, here's the thing. I don't think Boston Scott adds to your grade. I think he stabilizes the grade. In other words, he doesn't bring you down.
Okay.
Because he can also bring you down. But he's not a plus. He doesn't add to the game.
I go. He, I he goes from B to B plus. Like, I go Miles Sanders is a B back, but you add Boston Scott and whoever the third, because I don't know who that third running back is yet.
Well, that's the point. Like, here's the thing. Let's take the second there for 1 second. I said C plus only because Slay's there. The rest of those guys could turn that C plus into a D.
Yeah, it's like it's C plus.
Well, you guys
to be
are
determined.
Just adding like, oh, C plus. Well, I don't know what Boston Scott is. I mean, there's a lot of Boston Scotts around the league. There's a Boston Scott tree. He's got to show me more than 4 games that he's legitimate NFL third down back.
Okay.
Right or wrong?
No, I got you. Well, I'll go from B to B plus with Boston Scott.
I can't even talk you off that.
I'm sticking with it.
And you got no third back.
Yeah, what are they doing? Are they going to go with Corey Clement?
I'm hoping it's Clement because I like him.
I'm not.
I think if he's healthy.
Yeah, that's the big thing.
They'll know if he's healthy.
I mean, I'm just kind of tired of bringing back the guys that are always hurt. Yeah, I mean, it's a shame. He had so much talent.
He's young. Like, I don't think he's like an injury-prone kind of kid. I mean, he's a young kid.
I don't know if he's injury-prone, but I think he's worn down.
He's got how many career carries?
Well, now worn down is an already blows out his ACL. He has the other injury. Well, now it's, you know.
Blow out your ACL. That can happen. That doesn't make him worn down.
I just wonder if he's lost a step because of it. Now, I don't know if there's any better options. I don't know if there's any other better options.
Let's come back from ACLs without losing a step.
Yeah, but he's Corey Clement. He's not Adrian Peterson.
I know, but he's a young kid. He's young.
I liked him pre all the injuries. I don't like, all right, so we're going to bring him back. He hasn't played a full season in 2 years now, and now we're going to do this again.
But dude, like, you guys, I think you guys aren't paying attention. Not paying attention. I think you guys are green goggles when it comes to this running backfield. Because Nikki checks back on the text board and says, how many backfields are better?
I mean, a lot are better just with one guy.
I mean, you want to go NFC or AFC first? Well, automatically, the Cowboys and Giants are better, right?
Yes.
The Redskins, and again, because Geis has been hurt, but Peterson, Geis, and Bryce Love, that's not a bad backfield. And Peyton Barber.
Wow, Peyton Barber. Oh, my God, it's a bust-out name.
But that's not a bad backfield. I mean, Bryce Love was a hell of a college player. Geis was a hell of a college player. Now, but that's not a bad NAP, as old as he is, whatever. That's not a bad backfield, is it not? So, I mean, it's one of the things that you want to look at. All right, we'll get back to it in just a second. But one of the things that we're just missing sports, right? And we're wondering what's going on. And we're such a great sports town. How much we love it all. And joining us right now on the Comcast Business Hotline is one of my favorite guys. The manager of your union. That's right. One of the great coaches in the city. And he is a city guy all the way. Jim Curtin from the union is on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. Jimmy.
Anthony, how are you? Thanks for having me on, man. Hope the family's safe and healthy during this crazy time, and thanks for keeping Philly entertained right now in the tough times.
Oh, brother, I know. It's tough. Take us through your life. Like, give us the window, because of all the great sports people in this town, you are more like us than anyone.
Yeah, look, I'm right in Queen Village, so obviously it's a little eerie now. Are closed down, so that part is difficult. I know problem with that. I literally walked off the practice field. If you rewind a couple weeks back when this started, we were preparing for our home opener at Subaru Park, and you know, you get the news that, you know, that we're not going to be playing tomorrow, and you don't realize how serious things are. We literally walked our players off the field, and then we're, you know, in quarantine like everybody else now. So it's kind of surreal times right now. You know, nobody really knows where this pathway is going, but I think as Philadelphians, we make the most of it and try to find some positives in this difficult time for sure.
First of all, from a league standpoint, are you hearing anything, any plans, are they batting around any ideas?
Similar to baseball, you know, similar to the NBA, where you know, there's ideas that are getting thrown around, but nothing is concrete. I think until there's, you know, testing available first and foremost for the people that are in real need, you know, and are in, you know, real dangerous situations. I think that's the key. So again, sports are important, but, you know, the priority right now is for everyone to be healthy. But, you know, I think that we're following the ideas of, you know, once the testing is available for everybody and we can do it in a safe way and follow protocol, we can eventually maybe move to different locations in the country, have a bunch of teams there, play some games, because I think right now too it would be great for all the fans are itching for some sports, whether it's to get baseball going, to get the NBA going, MLS soccer as well. So you know, I think it'd be a good first step back to kind of the healing process and the recovery. I think sports are a good thing that bring people together. And gosh, the ratings would be through the roof right now, man, because people are itching to watch stuff.
That's right. Sure. I mean, oh my, we'd be all over it. What are you talking to the kids? Like, how often are you talking to your players?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we, you know, Zoom has come in handy, I think, in the different video conferences that we have. So our guys are on, you know, individually, they get a fitness regimen every day. That's daily. They're hitting it two times a day on that. And our sports performance department does a great job with that. But now we'll jump into little Zoom calls with our coaches and our players, and we break it down by position, where we have defenders in one group, midfielders, and then attackers, and we'll talk through different opponents that'll be coming up during the course of the year once we get going again, little things we can improve on from last year. So we're staying busy. I think the other cool part that comes up and it is you're connecting with different coaches, and even in different sports, and sharing ideas right now, and I'm talking to younger coaches maybe at the college level or pro level, and it's a time to stay busy, but also it's unique, I think, for everybody.
No, it is. We're talking to Jim Curtin on the Comcast Business Hotline. Jimmy, I'm curious about the players, because and staying in shape, it's not like a lot of those kids have the LeBron full court in the backyard. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not exactly.
It's not like you got a pitch in the backyard. You go do whatever you want. What are the guys doing? Like, give me some examples of how they're keeping in shape and how they're making the skills not atrophy.
Yeah, that's a great point too. Look, our sport is played in a 120-yard field. You need 11 teammates on your team. So again, it's a lot different in terms of the individual work you can do. So, you know, you can do a little bit of technical ball work and that kind of thing and stay sharp. But our biggest thing right now is that I'm pushing, and our competitive advantage when we come back will be our fitness level. So the guys are really hitting that part hard. That is the one thing, I think, with all athletes, when we do come back, there's going to be a little level of rust when we return.
Yeah.
So the one thing you can control, and this would be the same for the NBA guys, is how in shape you are when this thing restarts. That's a real competitive advantage for teams, and we're pushing that hard, that really hard right now. Look, I have kids from 12 different countries on my roster, age 16 through 35. So some don't speak English, you know, and we have different ways of communicating. So, you know, it's a challenge. Look, first and foremost was connecting with them on the human level,
sure.
Calling them, talking to them, trying to provide as much support as possible. You know, we have a young boy, for example, from Venezuela who's here by himself. He's out in the King of Prussia area with no one helping him. You know what I mean? So it's tough, man. So I think these situations, we try to all stick together, help each other out, and like I said, get through it. And again, trying to find some positive.
I mean, that's fascinating. From the Union, Jim Curtin with us on the Comcast Business Hotline. That's it was one of my questions that I was going to ask you, is the international piece. Because of how we're all dealing with social distancing and shutdowns, it's not like it everywhere. And you got a kid like what's a 16-year-old kid from Venezuela? Is he by himself? Is somebody with him? How's he living?
Yeah, the league protocol now has allowed us to have. Initially, it was they had to stay in the Philly area. So now they've allowed, you know, through a very strict protocol, we petitioned them, and we're allowed to have him go down to Miami, where he does have some relatives, where his agent is, so he could connect with them. So, you know, each case is different, and again, we have kids from all over the place, and you know, puts things in perspective, because here I am sitting here, at least I'm in here with my three kids and my wife, and we can, you know, we have slow days for sure, but we can all get together and interact and eat food and right. You know, watch Netflix or whatever it is. But some of these kids, you know, and I'm sure the Phillies are in the same boat. They come to this country, they're in a new environment, they finally made it as a pro athlete, and they love being here, and then all of a sudden it was just a shutdown, which is, it's unique for everybody, but you know, I think it gets multiplied by a hundredfold for a kid like this in a new experience. So we have a lot of those little cases that we're trying to navigate the best we can until things get back to normal.
Yeah, no, it's so interesting. What do you, as a coach, what do you believe is the best tool for their continued fitness? Like, you want to be the best fitness team in the league. What now, is it running every day? Is it pile up mileage? What do you expect them to do?
Yeah, so our sports performance department has an individual plan for each guy. So for example, obviously our goalkeeper goes through a different workout than our midfielders. And just for reference for people out there, you know, our guys, our top end, you know, in terms of athletes and the sprinting that they do, they'll run 4.440. So again, these are real athletes. They can fly, some of them. And then, you know, our midfielders cover at sometimes 10.5 miles per game. So they're running a lot.
The best conditioned athlete in any sport are your guys. I mean,
we're in good shape. But listen, I'd still argue the best athletes for me still probably NBA. You know, just where you could probably plug a lot of them in different sports and they could seamlessly transition. But our guys, in terms of physically fit, I would agree with you. They're up there. It's a different kind of fitness, though. You know, hockey does it in short bursts where they have to be fit for 45 seconds, whereas our guys, it's kind of a longer cardiovascular stamina that they have to build. Some of our guys have, have the means to buy, for example, a Peloton bike. We have a bunch of them that have purchased those, and they can go through classes, and we're pushing them in that regard. There's these Woodway treadmills. If you do see some of those, I mean, put that into Google. Some of them are about $20,000. So, again, some of our guys have the means to do it, and they've purchased them. Others, some of our younger guys, the rookies that are on the lower contracts, have to get creative with their ways. So it's a learning experience for everybody, but everything that we're doing right now is individually based. And, look, they don't have access maybe to the weight room and all the beautiful things we have at our facility over by Subaru Park, but they do have access to all the body weight stuff. You know, again, my guys don't lift weights to get kind of the beach muscles and look big. They're more just core strengthening and going through that. And they can push it pretty hard. I could email you some of the workouts and you can try and pop through on them if you want.
I love it, man. That's a great idea.
It's tough. It's tougher than people.
Oh my God.
It's tougher than people think. We did a Zoom call the other day and I threw out the idea of having just a random fan jump into one of our guys' workouts just to see it.
60 seconds.
They love the idea, but then the liability side, we can't have someone dying on the other end of a Zoom call. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll be dead in 45 seconds. I try to do my morning jog, which is more of a morning jog / walk. And that's the only thing let alone what you guys do. It's ridiculous. God bless you guys.
You need that. That's good. Staying active is important right now, especially just for everybody. Peace of mind to get out and get some fresh air every once in a while in a safe way is important.
Yeah, man. How are you doing as a dad? You and I, we both know the challenge of small children and keeping them quarantined. How you handle that, brother?
No appreciation for teachers, that's for sure. No, I always had an appreciation for teachers, but I think it's gone up significantly. You know, I just got done going through some you know, reading comprehension and bar graphs and line graphs with the kids, and yeah, it's not easy, but it's been fun just to have this much time. Look, as a coach, I'm usually I'm gone before they wake up in most instances. So I've really valued that part of things and spending time with them. But the teaching part of things is, it's a challenge, man, and keeping them busy every day.
Right.
I'm breaking them into the movies, trying to throw some old school movies at them. They actually, The Naked Gun held up. I was happy with that. And then, you know, a movie like Spaceballs was a total bomb that just didn't hit. So, yeah, you never know.
You know,
different generation.
I did the same thing, right, dude? I swear to God. So I had him doing Indiana Jones worked.
Yeah.
They liked Indiana Jones. My boys liked that one.
Yeah.
They loved Sandlot, so that was good.
Oh, great one. Yeah.
They liked Kicking and Screaming. They liked that one. Of course, I have a kid named Massimo. And,
nice.
He's
in there, yeah.
He's in the movie, so that was cool. So it's funny. I've been doing the whole thing. They like Rocky up until a point, but they only like the fight scenes.
The fight parts. They like the action.
They check out on the rest of the movie.
The love story is garbage in that anyway. Let's move on to the real stuff.
Oh my God, that's awesome. Hey, real quick, we you're a sportsman, you've always been, you're from the area, you are a guy that understands the role of sports in society. I got a buddy of mine, Joe, right? And he sends me a note and he says, since I was 8 years old, sports has been a big part of my life. They create a rhythm much like the drums and bass in a band. The daily games, the stats, the storylines, one sport wrapping up, another kicking off. It's been there since I was a child. And that the idea of them existing provided a blanket of normalcy. And without it, it's kind of disturbing. And he said, you know, I didn't realize how much I miss it until it's been gone.
Wow, that's well written, actually. that's really well said and well written. And I agree, man. You know, I think all of us, as we grew up in this area, you know, you relate certain seasons and times of your life to certain players and guys you looked up to and emulated. And, you know, you just knew one sport blended into the next, and it was always a time for a new fresh start for a new team. And I can hear you guys already, you know, this morning talking about Ruggs. Is it Ruggs? Is Ruggs the guy? You know, if you just do the simple thing, take the Alabama, trade up and get the Alabama kid. These are the things that, like, drive Philadelphians, you know, and it keeps us going in a tough time. God, I wish I could say it as well as your buddy did there. But that
sums us up. It's beautiful, man. You did it. I know you'll be watching the draft. You're a sportsman. Wide receiver, you with me, Jimmy?
I think usually wide receivers scare me because they kind of tend to be the divas. And I wouldn't touch a guy like, you know, you hear all the trade rumors right now with Odell Beckham. I would steer clear of an older wide receiver that could be a pain in the butt in the locker room. But a 21-year-old from Alabama, the Ruggs kid, I like too. I don't know exactly what you'd have to give up to move up there, but he's special. And again, I love the idea that he's at a big program. You know, you don't overcomplicate it and you just say, take a stud athlete with this one and don't go with the tight end nobody knows about or an offensive lineman that's kind of a boring one. You know, I think right now, I think the fans would jump on the excitement that a wide receiver would bring to this offense. I like the team. You know, I do like the team, and I hope Carson has a big, big year for us. But wide receiver would help him a lot right now, for sure.
That's awesome. Well, I tell you one thing. We want our union back. So we got to get that going. Hopefully soon. Do me a favor, Jimmy. If you hear something, please let me know, man. We'd love to talk about it and get pumped up for the reboot.
Thank you very much, man, and thanks for having me. And everybody, stay safe. And you know, once things get going down at Subaru Park, I'd encourage everybody to come out and watch us play. It's an exciting young team with rich and ready to go. And we're on hold right now, but we know the place will be electric once we get going again. Thanks a lot, guys.
Amen, bro. Listen, God bless the family, Jimmy.
All right. Stay safe, you too.
See you, brother. There he is, Jim Curtin, the coach of the union on the Comcast Business Hotline Beyond Fast. We'll come back in just a moment. Back to the phone line, 610-632-0975. Draft, lines, you name it. We got it all covered right here. Cuz Radio with Tunis on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Thanks to Jim Kirk from the Union checking in. Interesting. I know there's a lot of talk, and we're going to get back to the draft talk, and I want to open up the phone lines again, 610-632-0975. We have to do our little exercise as we were grading the positions and talking about which backfield. I think Chumas and our caller Nikki were looking at it through green goggles. But I do want to discuss at some point today the Mike Trout situation. And because I think it's an interesting conversation as to, in case you missed it, he said that, look, I want to do this thing, but the Arizona plan, it's not fair to sequester all the players without their families because Trout's wife is pregnant. And I was like, I want to meet my family. I want to see the birth of my child. What's the role? We've had these conversations before about the role of childbirth and the idea of, you know, playing ball and the idea of family versus obligation. Your obligation as an athlete. As an entertainer, it's an interesting one that we'll get to. Coming up at top of the hour, we will also give you a chance to win $500. Our keyword is coming up, so you don't want to miss that as well. Jeff in Camden, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, cuz? I can't believe we're still entertaining the thoughts of a possible 71-year-old Mike Trout coming to the Phillies one day.
No, no, this is not about Mike Trout coming to the Phillies. It's about his wife's pregnant, and he doesn't want to go to Arizona, be sequestered, and have to miss his birth of his child and not being around his family.
Poor guy. Don't you feel for his life's been so hard up until this point?
Well, that's the debate. Some people say, I know you're being sarcastic, but some people say, well, listen, the guy's still a human being and he wants to be with his kid and his family. And so, and other people, obviously like you, go, dude, you're making $30 million. I don't want to hear about your family.
I wanted to someday try and get with Venus Williams, but then she, murdered somebody. So,
All right.
I'm still here.
On that note, what else you got?
So I'm throwing a football to anybody that'll catch it right now. You know, is not afraid to catch the football. And I got the gloves on, I got the mask on, and stuff like that. You know, I just got to go out and throw this football because, man, it was tough last night watching WWE challenging people, revving up a crowd that's not there. But I guess you rev up the crowd from home, but you can't rev up a crowd from home unless you're Dak Prescott inviting people over during, you know, we're not supposed to. And what is it, man? Is it when you put that fraudulent star on your head?
I know.
Is that you become that?
Yeah, I guess you become a dope. You're right.
Yeah, I get the Lone Star thing, but I think they just can't get over the actual stars in Hollywood. But, you know, Dallas just has to. I mean, Dallas has been just the forefront of some creepy, creepy things, man.
I know. Go back to the Do you remember the White House they used to have? It was like a crack den that Michael Irvin had. Remember that story?
I don't know anything about crack, but I know Michael Irvin loves it.
All right. Well, are you making any new dishes or what?
No, I'm out of town right now, cuz.
Where'd you go?
Laying low.
You're a lamb? You're a lambist?
We had to go to the mattresses.
All right. Well, be safe, man. Wherever you're at in this country, just be safe, man, all right?
You know, that's how I do it. It's no other way to do. And, you know, if somebody is really, being a problem to you, you send him a Fletcher Cox jersey, not because Fletcher Cox is a bad player, but because that's on your back now.
You got it, brother. Be safe, man.
All right.
I'm worried about Jeff. You worried about Jeff?
Yeah.
Jesse Lamist.
Yeah, I hope he's all right.
He's on the land.
I hope he's all right.
He took it on the road. He said, I'm out of town.
I hope he's all right.
Sometimes you got to take it to the Badgers. I'm like, all right. Watch yourself. Watch your back.
Yeah,
Jeff.
We're going Venus Williams. We're going.
Yeah, listen, it's part of the fun in talking to Jeff. You never know where the conversation goes.
Yeah. Yes.
You know?
I hear you.
However, the Trout thing, he bit right off the bat. He said, I don't want to hear about, you know, you're worried about your family. Listen, here's how I look at it. I look at it like this. Listen, Mike Trout, his incredible ability has him earning an amazing salary, right? And he deserves it because of what Major League Baseball's revenue is. Because of Mike Trout, that number, and all the rest of the players, that number is what it is. So he deserves his piece of the pie. So I don't begrudge Trout making $35 million a year. I don't even begrudge him saying, hey, I'm a father one time in life. I want to be able to hold my baby. Can you really criticize that?
No. I hear what...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.